Braves begin a 5-game set in Miami. That game is just, or at home versus Miami. That game just getting started. Falcons have their first preseason game tomorrow. We got a ton to talk about with our next guest, Miles Garrett, host and reporter for Fox 5 Sport. Miles, let's start with the Atlanta Braves. I mean, on the verge of 20 games under 500, did you ever think, as we've had our conversations throughout the season, that it would actually get to this point?
Chris, I don't think anyone thought it would get to this point. Now, I know preseason, you know, there was talks about deficiencies this team might have, you know, whether that's the bullpen, another starter, you know, your situation at shortstop, the health of Acuna and Strider, all those different aspects of this team back in spring training. But I don't think anyone predicted the fact that this team would be almost 10 games below the Marlins right now. I think it's a pretty crazy abnormality what has occurred this year. But I think it's just a situation, Chris, where we're just looking forward to next year and the moves, as Alex Anthopoulos said at the trade deadline. This is kind of, you know, the first step in the off-season process. So hopefully they turn things around, because, again, we've seen this very same team, minus a few guys, make a run to the playoffs, make division titles, win a World Series. I know some pieces are gone now, but this has been a really weird year, and hopefully it's just a blip on what is usually a playoff team.
Another struggle for Spencer Strider last night on the Hill. Are you worried at all about his long-term viability, or do you think with another offseason post-surgery and time to correct the mistakes, he'll be back next year?
Yeah, I'm not worried yet. I think that's the key word. I think, you know, coming back from that surgery, it's a big surgery, obviously. He's had Tommy John before. I know it's not technically Tommy John what he had this past year, but still a very serious surgery considering the fact that his arsenal revolves around velocity, right? I mean, he's up there, supposed to be pitching around 99, 100, hasn't quite been there. But look, I mean, you have an offseason now where maybe he can work on some of the off-speed stuff, some of his other pitching arsenal, while he's working to get back that velocity for next season. But if we see more of the same next year, I think that's when you start to be concerned. This year, I think it's just all about him, you know, getting some more chances out there on the bump, maybe getting back to form. You know, I don't want to see all these guys shut down yet. I know there's been a lot of talk of that on Twitter and, you know, saying, you know, shut Ronald down, shut Chris Sale down, all these guys. I get the sentiment. I really do. But you want to see these guys have something to build off of going into next year.
Do you think it would be a safe assessment to say it would be surprising at this point if Brian Snicker returns next year?
I would say so. And again, there's not really an answer for this right now. You know, I heard Jeff Francoeur talk about this just the other day. But, you know, it's one of those situations where, you know, you think he's going to be retired. You know, he's the same age, I believe, Bobby Cox was when he left the Braves just, you know, a long time ago, obviously. But, yeah, I mean, it's one of those I don't think there's a right answer to, because if he wants to come back, I don't think Alex Anthopoulos or management will say, hey, no, like we're going to move in a different direction. I don't think that'll be the case. However, if I had to guess, I wouldn't think he would be back just based on how this season's gone, you know, him wanting to, of course, be more, you know, closer with his grandchildren, all that kind of stuff. So I do think it will be a surprise if he does come back, but I don't expect him to.
I think one thing we can say is there's a couple of guys, as we're talking with our buddy Miles Garrett, make sure you check him out at Fox 5, that we can look towards the future for. Maybe if a guy like Hurston Waldrop gets more run, certainly Drake Baldwin we're going to be looking at as the long-term catcher of the future. If Michael Harris can sustain his play the last recent week. So I would say, Miles, I guess that would be the modus operandi of the Braves for the majority of the season as they play out the string, is see who could be highlighted for the 2026 squad.
Yeah, absolutely. And Hurston Waldrop is a guy, Chris, that, you know, back in spring training, this is the guy that everybody was raving about. You know, I was expecting to see him get called up a little bit earlier. I know he's had his struggles down in Gwinnett, but had a great start up there in Bristol. Liked what you could see there. That was kind of the stuff that, you know, they obviously drafted him in the first round for. He looked very good there. But you have a lot of different guys that I'm really interested in seeing, you know, J.R. Ritchie, another guy, Cam Caminetti, all these different prospects they've got down there, you know, sort of waiting for their chance. You know, I think it's a good time to get them some reps and get up there. But one aspect, I think, Chris, that's often overlooked is, you know, I think these guys get called up a lot sooner than they used to. And the judgment on them happens a lot quicker because, you know, you look at guys like John Smoltz and Tom Glavine, Greg Maddux, all those different guys, you know, who obviously became Hall of Famers. they did not make their major league debuts until, you know, they had a lot more reps down there in the minor league system. So I do think a lot of these guys are still very young. You know, a guy like Hurston Waldrop, still in his early 20s. I think it's really important not to rush a lot of these guys. I know you've seen that in the past with Braves prospects, and a lot of them have worked out. But I do think it's important to withhold judgment, I think, on some of these guys who are still super young. But, you know, long-winded answer to your question there. I do want to see these guys come back. Obviously, AJ Smith-Shawver, I know it's a, you know, a pretty big thing he's coming back from, but, you know, he was looking every bit the part of a rookie of the year, right up there with Drake Baldwin before that happened. So you've got some young guys who are certainly promising for next year.
Myles Garrett is a Didier Fuentes stan. Who knew it? Who
I
knew
didn't
it?
say him. I didn't say Didier. But no, to answer that question real quick, I mean, this is a guy that's 20 years old. You know, he should not have been playing at a major league level this year. I hope his confidence isn't shot yet because he does have some promising stuff.
All right, switching gears to the Falcons now. You've been at camp. You've seen all the physicality. How welcome a sight has that been to see all these guys getting after it so hard?
Oh man, it's been awesome. And I do think there's an element of Jeff Ulbrich with what he's brought to the table, because you ask all these guys, the players, Raheem Morris, about that intensity, that edge, and it's all seemingly coming from Jeff Ulbrich. You know, we talked to Jake Matthews about it a couple days ago at camp, and he said that, you know, without making predictions, of course, but he was saying that it was kind of reminiscent of those early days when he was on the Falcons defensive staff, when they were making those playoff runs. That defense sort of had that edge to them. You know, you're seeing that right now with a rookie like James Pierce Jr. You know, he is making noise almost every time he is on the field. He's creating disruptions. He's there in the backfield and, you know, a couple skirmishes here and there, but nothing bad, I would say. But I do think it's good to a degree. You know, you're talking about creating an edge. You're not satisfied with the status quo. I do think there's something to that. But all these different guys they have on defense now, Leonard Floyd, you know, Divine Diablo, all these different new pieces that are now there, I think have been really good for this defense. I'm really excited to see them at full strength, obviously, because we're not going to see the starters here tomorrow evening at the Benz.
No, we are not. And that's a perfect segue into my next topic with you. Did you see enough from Michael Penix in three starts last year to say, hey, you know, I think this guy can survive with the work he gets in team versus team, in, you know, the Titans joint practices, to not have to necessarily play in preseason games?
Yeah, I mean, that's really a tricky question because, I mean, you look across the league and, you know, you see different starters play. Again, this isn't just a Falcons thing. I think that's important to note. Obviously, you know, we're in the bubble of talking Falcons, and that's kind of the way Raheem Morris operates. But, you know, different teams don't play their starters. I know not all of them do, but in regards to Michael Penix Jr., I mean, this is my personal opinion. I know Raheem Morris thinks otherwise, and, you know, he obviously sees these guys a lot closer than I do, and that's, you know, it's important to note that. He does think his guys are ready, given what Michael Penix Jr. did those last couple games, what he's doing in practice, but I would like to see him get some reps in the preseason. I doubt that does end up happening, but I would like to see that because, you know, there are certain things, certain elements that I want to see in a live game experience. And it doesn't even have to be a full game. You know, I'm talking one, two, three drives that can kind of get you a little bit warm going into the season. Because last year, I know there was a different conversation when it comes to Kirk Cousins, you know, rehabilitating from his Achilles tear, and that was a different conversation. But, you know, coming into that Pittsburgh game, they did look a little rusty on offense at the beginning, and I don't know if that's maybe Zach Robinson, you know, still with the new play calling and everything, but I do think there is something to getting these guys some live reps before they actually play those games. So I personally would like to see it, but Raheem Morris obviously feels up with his squad right now.
When it comes to the running back position, it sounds like a guy like Carlos Washington is going to get the load as RB3 is projected right now. But it also sounds like Tyler Allgeier could maybe have an expanded role as well. I think that just puts so much more of the emphasis on how important it is, Miles, for this Falcons running game to, as tempting as it is to put the ball in Michael Penix's hand every single play, and we saw that showcased a couple of days ago with that absolute rocket throw to Ray-Ray McCloud down the sideline. The bread and butter of this team, Miles, is still to run the ball.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, obviously, you've got one of, if not the best, two-headed monster back there. I think they're right up there with Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery between Bijan and Tyler. You know, I'm really excited to see what both these guys can do. You're right. I mean, it's probably going to be the Carlos Washington, Nathan Carter show in the preseason. You know, maybe we'll see Tyler Allgeier. I don't know. I doubt it since he's been basically 1B at the running back position, kind of classified there as a starter. But no, I mean, you're right. This is where this offense flourishes. It's through that running game. It's where you can create different mismatches, and, you know, get the play action game set up, because I think that's a huge element of what Zach Robinson's offense can kind of set up, is utilizing play action, getting the defense to cheat a little bit, respect the run game, make sure, you know, you're getting guys downfield because they are respecting what Bijan and Tyler can bring to the table there. But, you know, I'm liking where Bijan's lining up. You know, they're having him in the flex position sometimes, you know, out catching passes out there, you know, doing what he does best, which is creating plays. And, you know, I'm excited to see what they can do, because you're right. That is where their offense, I think, is based in.
Miles, appreciate the time as always. We'll be catching you on Fox 5. Are you going to be there tomorrow, live and in living color?
Oh, yeah, I will be there all suited up. We've got a whole bunch of pregame segments tomorrow. So, yeah, I'll be on the field there for that.
All right, we'll be catching you on Fox 5. Looking forward to it.
Sounds good, Chris. Take care.
All right, that is Miles Garrett, our buddy from Fox 5. When we get back, there's some really big NFL headlines going on right now. Let's do a whip around of the NFL. Rob Motti of the AP, senior NFL insider for them, is going to stop by. How big is this Rashawn Slater news? How close is Micah Parsons to either signing or becoming a member of a different team? And what does he think about the Falcons this season? Don't go anywhere. All that's coming up to wrap up the 7 o'clock hour.